Playing Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And shouldn't be a long one today, but interesting piece of news that came out this week and sort of flew under the radar. There is a minister in trouble with the Constitutional Court.
Yes, which is not a good place to find yourself. And I think I'm sitting here smiling just at the implications of what's developing here. So what's happened is that the Constitutional Court has asked Minister Aaron Motsoaledi on an immigration case to explain why the minister should not be held personally liable for delays in enacting the instructions given by the court. So the background, the Home Affairs Minister was in 2017, the Constitutional Court ordered that government and parliament had 2 years to enact amendments to our immigration legislation. That was 2017, so by 2019 it had to be done. It still hasn't happened, or it didn't happen. And Minister Motsoaledi first blamed COVID, which came after 2019, and then other things. And essentially, the Chief Justice Zondo this week issued a directive to him saying, please tell us why you should not be personally held liable.
I love that, because if that happens, that then sets the precedent going forward that if there is an instruction that ministers need to carry out to do something with legislation and they don't do it in time, then they're held liable. That's the way it should be, in my opinion, because we can't have things that should have been done in 2019 still undone in 2023.
Ja, ek het vandag 'n berig gelees oor die feit dat die burgemeesters ook tans moontlik persoonlik verantwoordelik gehou kan word vir die situasie in hulle munisipaliteit of in their metro. They, like for instance with the water. Maar waar die probleem dan inkom is, sê nou jy is 'n nuwe burgemeester en in Gauteng het ons al seker 12 gehad in Swane en Johannesburg in hierdie 4 maande of 5 maande. As jy inkom en die portefeulje is al reeds 'n gemors, dit word dan jou baby when actually you had nothing to do with it. En ek weet dit is 'n ander situasie as wat Aaron Motsoaledi homself nou in bevind, maar aan die ander kant van die saak kan 'n mens ook dan dink, okay, maar daai persoon het daai probleem geërf.
Ja, nee, en ek dink mens gaan moet kyk, now this is part of why I find it interesting in terms of the precedent it's going to set. So I think in this case, there's a direct line relating to this individual minister where he was told to act. He still hasn't acted. He didn't act. And daar's 'n verskriklike gesloer oor 'n baie lang tydperk. Ek dink as dit 'n ander geval is waar jy nie in die amp is, dan gaan daar ander oorwegings wees. Maar the one common denominator here is these are public representatives. And this principle of accountability, I think, is an important one. Ja, hulle gaan natuurlik omdraai en sê nee, maar die staat moet waarskynlik dan aanspreeklik gehou word.
No. It reminds me of, do you remember I had a little shouty rant about this the other day as well? We were told that the legislation around marijuana would get sorted out, and it would include things like negating jail or criminal sentences,
and scrapping the criminal records, and that still has to happen with lockdown transgressions,
lockdown
as well.
Things as well. We didn't get the rules and regulations around the growing and export, which is a huge potential business for South Africa, and Parliament and the minister in charge has just been dragging their feet. And the thing is, just not just that, but this immigration thing, like, it affects people. Yeah. You know, if I say to you, you have to do something by next Friday, and you don't do it 3 years later, but it's affecting a million human beings, that should be on you.
Yeah.
Do you know, I want to disagree with you, Rob.
Okay.
I do want to disagree with you and go, you know what? If it is in the hands of the government and you worked for government, surely the higher-ups should be held responsible as opposed to a minister who has now been moved to a different portfolio. So daar is nie meer sy probleem nie.
Yeah, I get that, but hasn't, I mean, Aaron's been there in the same department for years.
Yeah, so, and I think that's also why Roz was saying this case is different. Well, so for example, on the scrapping of criminal records, to me this is interesting in terms of, like, so if I were to be held personally, financially liable for a mistake that I make on air, I would not be very happy, but I'd probably take more care.
Yeah, you'd probably make less mistakes.
To not make, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and mistakes. And all of the flack that you do make on air will be received by Jacaranda FM.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, hold the person at the highest office who is shocked about everything that happens in his own country, hold that guy responsible. Van ons is moeg.
ons is moeg. But the problem is that guy can afford to